How do you create, develop, and cultivate leadership in your organization? Imagine what can happen when you have mission-minded leaders and enthusiastic team members who believe they can build business as a force for good. Hi, everybody. My name is Jason Lipper, the CEO at LCI Industries, and I welcome you to this edition of Built to Lead podcast. We are delighted to share the real-life experiences of others who have courageously stepped into the power of creating a culture that feels like family, a culture where every team member has a deep sense of purpose. Take what you hear today and be inspired to build a culture of caring, giving, and leading in your organization. Amazing things happen when you place people at the core of what you do every day. Welcome to this edition of Built to Lead.
Welcome back to the Built to Lead podcast. I'm Edgar Cabello, one of the leadership directors here at Lippert, and I am with Jesse and Corey Nickerson from Finding Our Someday. Gang, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thanks for having
us. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's such a treat. So you're one of our brand ambassadors, and we're kind of first in the water for us from what I understand. So I want to thank you for that. But tell us a little bit about where Finding Our Someday comes from and help us get to know a little bit about you.
Sure. We are originally from Maine. We left in November of 2017, so we're coming up on our fifth year of being on the road full-time, which is super crazy to say. But our story actually started many, many years ago in 2007 when my dad was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's when he was 46 years old. And at the time, they only gave him a couple years to live, and we had very young children at the time, and to the point where when he needed more care, I ended up leaving my job, and we started homeschooling our girls so that they could be with me while I was with him, so that, you know, we could spend as much time with him as possible. And he passed away in 2014 and lived for 7.5 years, which was absolutely miraculous. And he was, you know, 53 years old, and he never got his someday. And so that's where our name comes from. And so in the years that followed, we just knew something was coming and that we wanted to make a change. We owned a couple businesses in Maine that were somewhat seasonal. Corey was a drone photographer and a real estate photographer, as well as he owned an auto and a detailing company, auto and boat detailing. And I owned a tanning salon and a spray tanning salon. And so we just, you know, thought, well, let's move to warmer climates. We took an amazing trip in March, which is, if anyone's from any type of northern state, knows that like March is like the worst month. I'm not sure if it's the same in Indiana.
It starts dragging on after that.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst.
We need to move spring to another month.
I know. I know. And we ended up taking a trip, and we were sitting on a beach in Florida near my grandmother's house, and it was March, and we were watching our kids like play in the waves, and we were like, this is it. We need to make a change. And so as we were planning that, we were like, well, you know, if we're going to move our whole life and, you know, restart businesses somewhere else, let's like take a month and rent an RV and go on a trip. And then as we started researching it, we were like, what can you see in a month? And so that turned into 3 months and then 6 months. And once we got to a year, we just stopped telling our family what we were talking about. So we left with the purpose of taking a year. Okay. And, you know, our girls were 10 and 12 at the time. And we just wanted to like go see this country. And we did a full loop. We actually bought our rig and our truck down south because you don't want to deal with northern vehicles that are, you know, rusted and all that stuff. So we bought all of that stuff in the south. And we ended up coming back to Maine. And we did a full loop from Florida to Maine to Alaska, all the way down to California and the tip of Texas and back to Florida in 10 months. And it was life-changing.
Yeah, we were hooked after that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Absolutely life-changing. And then after a year, we actually had filmed everything, but we didn't actually start our YouTube channel for a year in. And so that kind of started the social media influencer YouTube thing.
Yeah.
And then in that process, we became Grand Design ambassadors and started working with Grand Design. And that connection actually led us to Lippert. So we were one of the first people to jump on to this new program with Lippert. And in the process of our travels, and, you know, when you pull your kids away from a community and, you know, whatever you're doing there, whether it's a church community or, you know, the school systems or whatever, that's something that is missing when you hit the road full time sometimes. And so for us, we really wanted to find locations where we were giving back to the community and where our kids were able to plug in. We wanted them to learn hard work and service. And so our first year, we ended up getting connected with a wildlife refuge in the Everglades. And so this past year, we actually ran an event with Lippert and had about 40 people for 2 days coming and working at this place that we've worked with for almost 5 years.
That was you guys.
That was us.
I saw a lot of the media from that.
Yeah. And so that was one of the first places. We ended up connecting with some family of friends of ours on a 25,000 acre ranch in Wyoming, and like just really cool things for us to be able to go. And we weren't going to be entertained. We were going to like give back and to help out.
Yeah.
And so that's led us to, you know, finding nonprofits. And then as we got connected with Lippert, we were just so excited to hear about this whole other part of Lippert with Lippert Cares and the philanthropic, you know, background and the place where Jason's heart was to give back and what you guys are doing. And so it was like a really perfect partnership for us.
You just hit on so many things right there. So let's come back to the Lippert Cares thing, because that's so important. I got a question for you, Corey. Like, when this whole thing started, I'm guessing the game plan wasn't necessarily to do this full time.
No, it was not.
No.
A little bit of an accident.
YouTube, and it wasn't to do social media.
Yeah.
We actually we're not good at it. So the fact that that's what we're doing right now is kind of like very strange.
Okay.
It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
You know, doors kept on opening up and we just kept on going through the right doors and it's worked out.
Gosh, that's fascinating to me. Like whenever I talk to, and I've only talked to a few, so I'm still kind of blown away by the way that you guys live your lives. So just let's talk about that for just a second. I mean, you got two teenage daughters.
We do.
So what's it like? What about community on the road? What about, I don't know, I guess somebody like me, not familiar, would be like, gosh, maybe it would feel unstable to me. Like I have a lot of questions in my mind about, you know, and a pretty clean context in my own mind about what normal living is, right? And and this for me is not. So just tell me a little bit about life on the road, some of the like critical pieces for your family.
So what she touched on before, some of those anchor points that we have is what grounds us.
Sure.
So we go to the same places throughout the year.
Okay.
And you'd be surprised how many people that you meet on the road, and then you see them several times throughout the year, not even planning it, like other full-time families. So there's plenty of community on the road.
Okay.
It's more stable than you think, especially if you are intentional about it.
Right.
So
I also think there's a really important aspect to the fact that a lot of us have family that don't always live in the state that we're in. And the family that we've gotten to connect with and that our children have gotten to know as we've traveled to the U.S.
I love that.
Has been incredible.
I
so my uncle moved when I was very little and raised all of his children in Georgia. And we saw them maybe once every couple of years. And now, I mean, we see them at least once a year, if not more. And our children are really good friends with our cousins now, my cousins and, you know, their children. And we've gotten to see their weddings and their babies being born. And so there's a very important piece and aspect to it that, like, yes, I'm sure, like, we miss our family in Maine, but we still go back to Maine and we still get to see them. And again, like you said, intentionality is so important.
Yeah. So when you do go back home, you're very intentional with your time.
That's
And you end up spending a ton of time with your family.
Man.
So for instance, my parents moved to Corpus Christi, Texas from Maine. So they were there for 10 years and we visited them so often because we were on the road.
Yeah. And South Padre's there as well.
Yes.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
I have family there as well.
So nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's awesome.
So
if
we weren't in the RV.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we would have been there as often.
So same idea. And this is not about me, obviously, but it's you. But I grew up, my grandparents, many cousins lived in Corpus Christi.
Nice.
Grew up in South Bend, like not far from here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know them.
I know.
And so what you're saying to me is extremely appealing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really pushes in on something that I think a lot of us in the States, like, we don't know people that we share a bloodline with. And so I love what you're saying right now.
It's the intentionality. Like, when you're in a location and family's right down the road or friends right down the road, you're like, okay, we'll eventually get to that.
Yeah.
But eventually sometimes never comes.
You're right.
You know? So when you come back, then you're like, oh, we missed them. We're going to plan something. And then it gets done.
I think intentionality across the board with this lifestyle is a really great point, because we're living very small. So you have to be very intentional about the things that you're going to keep and what you're going to own, what you're going to purchase, what you're going to bring in. Something else has to go out. Like, it's every part of it is intentional. We're being very intentional with the time that we are spending with each other. And we're also being super intentional about the time we're spending with our children.
Absolutely.
And so that's very important to us. And then, of course, the intentionality of us wanting to raise our kids to learn the quality of the gift of hard work and the gift of service was just just some of the key things that when we hit the road, this is what we were looking
That's
for.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Oh, and then one other thing I joke about all the time is I'm a homebody. So,
which is funny.
You drag your home with you everywhere.
Yeah,
so we put it where we want to be. And,
yeah.
You know, you take a long drive or whatever, or a short drive, and you walk back to your house.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You can recharge or whatever.
Yeah.
So
live the adventure and be a homebody.
Exactly.
It's very true. People, it's a misconception that you have to be like, you know, super social. Like, no, we can go wherever and be away from everybody we want to be,
absolutely.
But we still have all the comforts of our home.
Makes a ton of sense.
Which is why we love the things that Leopard is doing with product innovation and, you know, these you know, companies like Grand Design that are starting to really morph and change their designs because people want to feel like they're in in their homes when they're in an RV, whether they're weekenders or whether they're full-time like us. And so part of what we love doing working with a company like Leopard is being able to help to consult and to give understanding from an RVer's perspective, because this is our life every day, on how to be able to create products that make our life better and then therefore make the RV community's life better.
I love it. That's a great summary of why you would do such a thing. It just is.
This episode of Lippert Built to Lead podcast is brought to you by the Lippert Academy for Leadership, the team committed to enhancing your organization's leadership and cultural goals with strategic leadership development programs, on-site training, executive coaching, speaking engagement, and customized solutions. Find out how to get your organization involved at www.lci1.com/academy. Or send us a message at academy@lci1.com. That's academy@lci1.com.
This is fantastic. So you use the term anchor points, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's in reference to like community that you guys have.
Exactly.
So you've got a rhythm to your life.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't just random.
No, it seems random to a lot of people and to myself as well, but if you look at it as a whole, it's not so random.
It's not. We call it, we're not planners. So like, for example, like we have no idea where we're going when we leave Elkhart. We just know we're heading west.
Okay.
So we're not like super planners like that. And part
I dig
of that,
that.
Part of that, and some people can't.
We're just going to go west.
I know. We're just going out west.
That's what we're
going
to do.
part of people that would bother you, and there's a lot of our viewers, we know that they have their next year planned. They know exactly where they're staying and stuff like that.
I'm already getting stressed out about that.
Yeah, I know.
It's not as hard as it seems.
No, for us, you know, we love boondocking, so there's lots of resources and lots of places where we can just go and sit and park and then figure out where we want to go. But the way that we plan and schedule and figure out where we're going is we call them big dots and little dots.
Okay.
So our big dots are those anchor points that we talked about.
Okay.
So we go to the ranch every year.
So that's out west.
Yeah.
That's our first
that's
big
Wyoming.
Dot.
That's Wyoming.
Gotcha.
So we're going to Wyoming, but there's some little dots that will you know, kind of work themselves
in. I've never been to Wyoming.
Oh, Edgar, that needs to happen. Yeah. Wyoming, Montana, they're all fantastic.
Idaho.
Yeah.
Utah, Arizona,
really amazing.
All of them.
Yeah. Lots of national
beautiful
parks.
Oh,
and that
goodness.
Can be a big dot for people, like specific ones they want to visit. So if we're talking Wyoming, Yellowstone's one of our top four things that we
imagine.
Say everyone has to do in their lifetime.
Yeah. I love that.
And then a big dot could be a place that you really want to visit, but the reservations are hard.
Okay.
So that's when you make your reservations, and then that's a big dot. That's an anchor point that you got to be there by that point.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. That's fantastic.
And then the other things you fill in.
Let's talk a little bit about one of the compelling missions that I see you on as parents is teaching your kids to work, to give back.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the connection with Lippert Cares and now the Serve with Purpose, which is kind of like Lippert Cares on the road.
That's right.
You know, with other people and other companies, I would imagine. I don't know, but tell us a little bit about that and why that's important to you.
So when we started this, like I said, the things that started happening in our first year were just, you know, like he said, doors opening, where like a family friend was like, oh, you got to see my uncle. He owns this place where they have alligators in the Everglades. And we were like, okay. And they had just gone through a hurricane and they needed help with cleanup at this nonprofit. And so that's what kind of started all of this going. And
that was week three.
Yeah, we had just gotten into the RV.
So and you're already dealing with alligators.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to show you pictures later of me swimming one pool. But yeah, it's awesome. But there's those types of things just started continuing to happen. And then we started realizing like there's opportunities for us within that first year after we came down from Alaska. You know, we were spending Thanksgiving in a location in Arizona. And I started just looking up nonprofits and was like, you know, it's Thanksgiving. There's got to be something that we can do as a family. And we ended up helping a local nonprofit with a turkey drive. And Corey was working with the fire department and climbed to the top of a fire ladder, and then every time someone donated a turkey, he could step down. You know, like there's just so much opportunity. Yeah. There's no lack of need across the United States. Sure. There are nonprofits of every type across the U.S., and there is no lack of desire, especially in the RV community, to want to serve. They just don't know where. And so that had been on our minds for a long time.
From the beginning.
From the beginning. Okay. Like, how do
we... You can only take in so much beauty.
Yeah.
Before you're kind of unfulfilled, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
So that's where the community aspect comes in, becoming a part of that community.
Sure.
Sure. Okay. How do we connect those two? And so that was where we were at a loss for, like, how do we figure this out? And then once we started this relationship with Lippert and realized we had this whole Lippert Care side and got introduced to Mikayla, and which was actually our first time here. We got some stuff done on the rig, and one of the ladies in the shop was like talking to us about what we did, and we talked about volunteering, and she's like, we have a volunteer event tonight. And I was like, well, can we come? And so we were doing one of your first packouts.
We were here
with like the girls, mm-hmm. and we got to do the packout, and we were like, this is what we want to be involved in. So that was our introduction to Mikayla. And we got to meet with Jason and really got to hear his heart on, you know, where he wanted this company to go. And so that relationship just continued to progress. And so as we had these discussions, we just started realizing the need that was here. And so currently we are working with a team for Serve With Purpose, which will be a database for RVers to be able to find nonprofits across the United States. So wherever they're traveling, they'll be able to find locations where, you know, they could take their kids or they could find something that fits them. Like, they want to give back to, you know, a place where they can help animals, or they want to give back to a place that, like, you know, helps children, you know, with Boys and Girls Club. So there's just, again, like, it makes me giddy. Like, we're so excited for this to happen. And then on top of that, we're going to be working on planning events next year that some of us are going to be running, which will be really exciting as well.
So is this growing? Like, I mean, obviously there's a need to coordinate.
Sure.
Plan, organize. I mean, is this whole idea of full-time RV, is this happening more and more? Like, are you guys aware of that? I'm not.
I think it's grown a little bit. I don't know how sustainable it's going to be as far as, I think a lot of people made some choices based on COVID.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So a lot more people are doing it. How long they will do it, I don't know.
Right.
Because a lot of people just, they decide, this is what I'm going to do for a year.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to take some time. A lot of people can work from home now, so...
I think
it certainly shows up as an option, though, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a much easier option than it ever has been before because of COVID. I will say that I think that the biggest change we've seen in the time we've been on the road is that a lot of people who are hitting the road full-time are younger and younger and younger.
Okay.
So interestingly enough, when we hit the road, we were one of the younger families, and now our kids are older than almost all the other kids we meet on the road.
We were kind of a rarity still when we first got on the road.
Okay.
It was mostly an older generation at that time. And a lot has changed since we first started.
But kind of modern pioneers. So,
That's what
I always say. I would have been on the Oregon Trail.
Yeah. Look at that. And you're heading west here in just a little bit.
Yeah. So that makes
a ton of sense. So guys, listen, I so appreciate what you're saying. It's really fascinating. I mean, I guess as we start to wrap things up here, like what would you say to people that are just kind of listening? They're intrigued by the story. They're hearing about these anchor points and serving in the community and real connection through intentionality as you travel. Mm-hmm. So somebody who's just kind of scratching their head and just saying like, would this suit me? I don't know. I mean, what would you guys say to that?
Well, you said it, intentionality. So if you want any kind of lifestyle like we're describing with community and stuff, just buying an RV and just getting on the road, it's a huge step. It's massive, but that's not enough.
Sure.
I mean, you cannot hide out in your RV, which a lot of people can do. It becomes very easy. It's very comfortable in these RVs. You have to get out there and you have to put yourself out there. And that's when the opportunities come. That's when these experiences happen.
Yeah.
And that doesn't have to be on the road. Right. Like, our someday is not going to look like your someday or someone else's. And so our goal with our channel and everything that we're doing with the companies that we work with is that we want to inspire people to find the someday that is for them and for their families and their children, so that they're inspired to take that step and not be afraid.
Yeah.
So have courage, do what you want to do. And there's always a way to change what's happening in your life. There's always another option. If you're, you know, in a job that you're miserable in, or, I mean, there's so many facets
to that. Or just simply weighed down by stuff. So you don't have to get an RV. but you'd be surprised on just getting rid of some stuff in your house.
Yeah.
Just living more minimal and intentional.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to introduce you to my wife one day. Like, if it's not bolted down, it's out. So
I love it.
People can find you on social media, Finding Our Someday.
Correct.
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Yeah.
So if you're intrigued by hearing a little bit more of their story, I would encourage you to check them out on those channels. And I guess as we're wrapping up here, something that I listen for just because of the work that I do and what I get to be part of here is I appreciate the leadership that you guys are showing, like out on the road. And that I hear that even, through the Serve with Purpose initiative, like to really rally people together and lead the way, even being first in the water in some regards, to be out there and really cutting down the tall grass, so to speak, for people to come behind you and perhaps experience a lifestyle like this. But whether it's this or not, to find there someday, right? Like that sounds like exactly, to me, that's the encouragement. And I really appreciate that. So guys, thank you so much for sharing with us today. It's been a pleasure to meet you and great talking to you today. So again, I've been with Jesse and Corey Nickerson from Finding Our Someday. Thanks for joining us guys. And we'll see you next time around. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's Built to Lead episode. If you have a story to share or are interested in learning how you can be a business as a force for good, please visit us at www.lci1.com/academy. And please follow Lippert on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Twitter. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast belong solely to the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the view or mission of Lippert Components Incorporated.